All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kesar. We just heard Living in a Bitch of a World, the title track from the brand new Seven Horse album. And my guest today is Joey Calio. Welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I have 50% of the band on the show today. This is a real thrill.
You squeaked the half
one,
right? Perfectly.
Yes. I tell you, I love your band so much, and we were talking a little bit before about where did I come into the Joey Calio world? Where did my understanding of your music first come in? And it really is the Seven Horse record, the first Seven Horse album. And from there, I loved it. I bought the second one, eagerly awaited the third and have that now, and I'm glad that that's here. And then I got to go back because you have quite an extensive catalog and career from the 90s, really. So I want to learn all about you today.
Right on.
So let's talk about you first. I mean, where did you grow up? How did you get on this journey?
I was born in San Francisco. I grew up in the Bay Area. Basically, in a nutshell, I got into music when I was probably five. Mm. You know, it was one of those early things.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to be, I guess you'd call them babysitters. I had these three blonde-haired babysitters. They were, you know, kind of, they're Nordic, and
right.
they're very, you know, classic kind of California blonde. And they were really into music. That's kind of the upshot. One of them was dating a drummer, and there was just a lot of records, and I was just drawn to their stereo, their record player, and their records. And I, at some point, they kind of caught on to that and just gave me a bunch of their kind of old records. Like, we don't, you know, just stack of their,
right.
you know, stuff they don't really care about, whatever. It was a couple, five, 3 years old or whatever at that point, and they were over it. And that was kind of it. It was very organic. I mean, it was just one of those things where it happens. You know it when it happens in life, and it just happened at a really early age. That combined with I did get to get behind a drum set. I couldn't play it at first, but I got behind it, and that was kind of another kind of punch, if I can put it that way,
sure.
where I couldn't ignore it. You know, that was what I wanted, and then it was, you know, all about listening to radio. I got a drum set at Christmas, and when I was, seven, I guess, maybe six, and I had it for probably close to 2 years and took it away, but that was long enough to kind of, like, I learned how to play it to a certain extent. I had natural rhythm, and that was never really went away. Fast forward to 13 years old, I was kind of just a classic, you know, this is still in the Bay Area. I was born in San Francisco, but I grew up in Los Gatos and Saratoga. I don't know if you're familiar with that area. It's kind of south, it's like an hour south of San Francisco.
Mm.
It's near San Jose. It's sort of in between San Jose and Santa Cruz, right before you go over the hill there, and to get to the beach. Which was convenient as a teenager, and didn't really help my studies at school, but I loved it. I ran into a friend of mine, a guy named Rob. I was friends with him in fifth grade. We were troublemakers, got in massive amounts of trouble, kind of class clown types, just didn't care. Hadn't seen him in a while, though. I just finished junior high years, which were really the kind of the basement of life for me. It was just like just pitiful, you know. I just really wasn't a part of any clique or any real strong friend group. I was just kind of a loner, and listening to a lot of records, and really into the Rolling Stones at that point, heavily into the Stones. And I ran into this guy that I was kind of friends with, but we'd sort of, you know, parted ways. He had the exact same bicycle as me.
Mm.
So we were kind of into, I guess they were probably only 10 speeds back then. I'm not really sure how many speeds it had at this point. But so it was sort of just like, oh, we're into the same thing kind of thing. And he goes, yeah, you should, you know, are you still listening to music? It's like, oh, yeah. And he invited me to come see him and a buddy of his jam.